doing is we're consenting to our forever stance. In English, we're consenting to our evolved status, who we are beyond separation, beyond duality. So as we will receive our sacred heart, as we will receive our advanced praise. So our advanced praise, I literally have Isis, like holding our spacing, holding our divine union, holding that intentional brow. So the intentional brow being our third eye, where we're seeing beyond. And when I say seeing beyond, I'm in some other lifetime. I mean, boom, there I am. Which really they're saying is coinciding with our happiness, because what we're doing is we're releasing separation, we're releasing suffering. It's so busy. I just have people going each way. Like, I kind of want to stay and see what's going on here. But what they're showing us is at a quickened glance, like that didn't take very long. Boom, here we are. So what the reason this is arriving is so that we increase our exposure, so that we increase our sense of comfort and delight in allowing ourselves rightly pleasure. In other words, this is the time that we have been calling forth, where it's like all roads converge, all roads coincide, so that we can jump on board, so that we can take ourselves lighter, so that we can move into our heavenly bliss, into our ascension status. So when we say ascension status, those are words. What does it really mean? What we're doing is we're opening up to our innocence. We're opening up to our love. We're not looking for something in the outer for self-pleasure. We're pleasuring ourselves in terms of receiving our divine noting, our divine happening. Excuse me. So in other words, we are the love we seek. We are the love we seek. Now, as we hold this and maintain it vibrationally, then everything that is due us, in other words, everything that we agreed and committed to bringing forth in this incarnation, will appear. So it appears step by step as we transfer our consciousness to our true realization. So the more that we can tie the knot in satisfaction, in other words, really getting comfortable that we have heaven's consent, that we have heaven's blessing, that we have heaven's mercy. And so as we receive this engagement, so this engagement is our total self, is our total claim. As we will receive this light, as we will receive this holy endowment. Now, when I said holy endowment, I have two lovebirds. So these birds, they're showing us our divine passage. So it's like divine masculine, divine feminine in the all, in the all. In other words, we're really just seeking ourselves. We have forms that we engage in to help us learn what it is we're mastering. What we're learning is to release that impoverished belief system, release that belief in the negative, if you will. So this is where we're coming into delight. We're stepping into light. We're stepping into our, how do I put this in words? Like, it really just feels like our Christ being, our Christ being. Now, we associate Christ with that dear friend of ours, Joshua. But what they're asking us to remember is that it's a state. It's a state of awareness. It's a state of unity. So as we will receive, excuse me, our holy engagement, our holy remembrance, it's our cells activate. And the best way to explain this is the light just starts quickening, so that we, they're saying we remember not. So this would be all the memories that keep us tied to our past. So when we remember not, we simply join hands with the beloved. We come into agreement with our new transparency. Now, when I say transparency, I'm seeing beings that I would normally see as human beings in form. I'm suddenly seeing them like etherically, like I just see them as energy, because remember, this is really dream state. So as we will turn on the light, as we will allow for our sacred visioning. So the reason it's visioning is because it's sort of like what you receive for one, you receive for all. We don't really think that way. We tend to think in their old prescription, in the old remedy of forecast, it's sort of like, well, you've done good, you can receive, but you have to wait, you're in the penalty box. So what we're doing is receiving rapture. And so the visioning is, it's almost like laser vision, and it cuts through all of mankind, all of, we wouldn't say womankind, but in other words, it's here for all. It's waking up to the innocence. It's not like any kind of punishment, any kind of penalty. And it's really realizing that each of us is due this homecoming. Now that really cleans our slate, because remember all those misgivings, all that guilt, all of that, I'm still mad at you because of this lifetime, last lifetime, whatever it is, it just washes it away. It because it's totally irrelevant. As we each open up to that Christ birthing, it's not just who you believe you are that is receiving that inheritance. You're receiving it for the collective, you're receiving it for the unified mind. So as we will receive this engagement, now this is a big leap, evolutionary leap forward, because we're releasing the old paradigm. In order to do this, we they're saying we have to go abroad. In English, it's you're dropping your history behind. So it's like drop your bags over here, come this way. So the bags being all the suffering, all the, you know, keeping score, I did this, you know, someone should thank me, whatever it is. But we're all like, I can't get that word, but it's not the most positive. we're like tally keepers, tally keepers. I was hurt, I was injured, and it's like projecting that guilt. So as we come on board, when we come on board, our light quickens. All of that false memory, all of that prejudice, all of that guilt, because remember, anyone you still think is guilty, what you're saying is you're guilty. So all of that, it's like left behind. Now, we don't have to worry about, well, I don't know if I 100% did that. That is not a problem. What we're looking for is your intention. So when you have the gracious heart, when you have the heart of transparency, transparency is, I don't see any dirt. What dirt? What past misgiving? So when you have the heart to bring forth acquittal, so it's like holding hands with all those that seem to be on the opposing team. Holding hands, coming together to the higher altar. So just imagine for a moment, you're at your higher altar, you can see the sacred flame, and suddenly everybody appears. Everybody. Well, how'd you get here? So this is what we're allowing. This is what we're demonstrating. Demonstrating. I still have history that says this, that, and the other, but I'm willing to see anew. If you show me, if you help me, I'm willing to climb on board. So it's that little tiny bit of willingness that will create your destiny. That little bit of willingness of releasing the past, releasing the script. Freeing all the prisoners in your mind. That includes your former selves, by the way. That includes, yeah, I'm still not done with you. So we all have this. We all have this. We can pretend we don't, but we do. So this is what we're doing. We're coming on board to a new lifestyle. It's not just a fresh coat of paint. It's a new paradigm. A new quantum leap forward. So as we will receive ourselves with delight, as we will receive ourselves with true compassion. Compassion, forgive them for they don't know what they do. In our ego, we're all upside down. True compassion. And just imagine a, I can't think of what you call that. I'll just call it a timer, but there's another word. Hourglass, thank you. So just imagine turning it upside down. Turning it upside down. Seeing from right persuasion. So now when I'm saying this, what I'm looking at are these like light filaments that are just going off everywhere. Now this is your destiny. This is the frequency that's going to bring us into a quantum leap of understanding of self. This is where we marry the beloved. This is where we agree to a new timeline. Join in harmony, join in union, join with the last person you judged. That's a great way to see how you're doing. Very last person you judge, they're coming on board. So this is like the ultimate baptism. It's just washing away all the belief in sin. As we each become the Christ, washing away the belief, not the actual sin, the belief that there was sin. So as we will receive this endowment, as we will receive this holy delight, we quicken our responsiveness, we quicken our readiness. Now all these energies, imagine them touching all walks of life. This is everything that you still cling to or remember. Relationships, furniture, jobs, neighbors, body, bank account. Receiving holy endowment, receiving delight. So allow this quickening. They're saying everything's subject to change. So when we're holding on to something and it's one frequency, but our betterment is in a higher frequency, this energy produces that avalanche. It produces that increase. Now, what I'm watching in my own storybook, I'm seeing places where I was still holding shame, guilt. And I mean, these like it's just like someone flipping through my memories. There it is. I mean, there it is. I mean, I haven't seen the details of that since it happened. And there it is. Because it's being offered in my higher heart for a place of new beginnings. Releasing myself and all others. Because otherwise, I'm still in my past. I'm still a victim of my past. And then I bring forth that energy into my new transmission. So here I am attracting new, but if I'm still working out of the old formula, I'll create problems that reflect the old guilt, that reflect the old shame. That's why it needs to be cleansed, baptized, released, loved, forgiven. Allow all to receive heavenly consent. We'll take one more moment. Gosh, I think I'm leading a group for everyone else. Ha ha, no one there but me. Whew, surprised the heck out of me. I mean, it truly did. There it is. There it is. Man. They want me to explain that. So let me take a moment. So when I was bringing forth the transmission this evening, I was really holding it in my heart for everyone's life to be advanced, for everyone to really open up in new degrees, in ways they haven't experienced yet. And they're saying that it was my sincere desire, because it wasn't like, oh, Thursday, I guess I'll do a group, which I would do anyway. But because I was holding such a sincere desire for everyone to quicken, for everyone to be engaged, it was that heart transmission that I extended out that came back to bless me. Thank you. Someone said grateful. I mean, it's just huge. I mean, I can't even begin to explain. I just feel like I just want to like cry in jubilation, truly. All right, but I will try to bring it back to the group. I'm trying.